Radio Global Link.
Labour union calls for pairs UN tax threshold hike in 2026 budget. Government urged to grant export permits to farmers. And Vice President Machar's trial sparks fears of a fragile peace deal in South Sudan. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Okasavo. The Federation of Free Trade Unions of Zambia has urged government to increase the pairs UN pay tax threshold in the 2026 national budget from the current 5,100 kwacha to 6,000 kwacha. Union General Secretary Nelson Mwale said the existing tax regime places an undue burden on workers, particularly those in lower income brackets. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwale noted that high pay-as-you-earn deductions reduces employees' take-home pay, limiting the benefits of their labor. When pay-as-you-earn is very high, it affects the take-home and workers need to feel the benefit of their labor, said Mr. Mwale. He added that raising the pay-as-you-earn threshold would provide relief to employees struggling with the rising cost of living. And Mr. Mwale also expects the 2026 national budget to include increased allocations for public sector emoluments. Meanwhile, he called on government to prioritize social sectors, especially education and health, stressing that meaningful development depends on strong investment in human capital.
Concerns have been raised by the membership, the workers in general, that the pay is on the higher side. A number of them are struggling to ensure that they take home something that is reasonable at the end of their pay. I must emphasize that we expect an increment on the exemption threshold. Imagine if it was to move to 5,000 to 6,000, as opposed to where it is. I think our workers would appreciate so much, and the impact would be felt in terms of it being a positive trajectory.
The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRAP, says it will formally write to the United States Embassy in Lusaka to appeal for a review of its decision to scale down health sector support, citing ongoing reforms at the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA. MedRAP Executive Director Leo Kalioka said the new donor administration should be given time to cleanse ZAMSA of all its ills, stressing that reforms are already underway. Mr. Lioka warned that cutting support prematurely could disrupt access to life-saving drugs and supplies in communities. And as Minister of Finance and National Planning, Stumbe Komsoko Twane, presents a national budget tomorrow, Mr. Lioka has called for an increase in the health sector allocation from 10.7% in 2025 to at least 15% in 2026, in line with the Abuja Declaration. He said such an increment would help absorb shocks from fluctuating donor support and safeguard critical health programs. Mr. Dioka also emphasized the need for recruitment of more healthcare personnel to address staff shortages, especially in rural areas, coupled with the expansion of health infrastructure such as maternity wings and adolescent-friendly spaces. On procurement, Mr. Lioka noted that while the health center kits are useful, the current push systems risk causing wastage and shortfalls as it does not adequately respond to disease fluctuations linked to weather, environment, or geography. He said MedRAP advocates for a demand-driven system where facilities can pool commodities based on actual needs of communities, ensuring efficiency and reducing shortages.
A considerable number of healthcare workers to be employed by the Minister of Health. Another critical area that we think there should be improvement on is the procurement of essential medicines and supplies. We must say that government has done quite well in the procurement of these commodities. But we think that with improvements in the infrastructure and, of course, in the systems, there should also be improvement in terms of the distribution of these medicines and medical supplies to these facilities.
Agriculture expert Oliver Wulaya has urged government to consider granting farmers export permits to sell maize across borders following the abolition of the policy that required beneficiaries of the Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP, to sell at least 10 bags of maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA. Dr. Wulaya noted that while millers and other private sector players are already exporting maize, it is equally important for farmers to be given access to international markets to secure better prices and improve their profits. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Wulaya warned that without sufficient storage systems, farmers risk post-harvest losses if they're unable to sell their produce on time. Looking at the challenges of climate change, some of these grains might experience post-harvest losses, which is bad for the country, said Dr. Wulaya. He further appealed to the private sector to offer cost-reflective prices to farmers in light of the policy shift. At the same time, Dr. Wulaya called on government through the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, to expand storage facilities in order to accommodate more maize for future use, particularly in times of drought.
If there are means, you know, by the government where the farmers can be granted, you know, permits to sell across the borders, I think that can be one of the best things to do. Because as a country, we are troubled, especially in the area of storage systems, of which even the farmers themselves may not be able, you know, to store some of these commodities. And looking at the challenges of climate, some of these grains, you know, can experience, you know, challenges of post-harvest.
The National Health Insurance Management Authority, NIMA, has announced that effective October 15, 2025, all accredited health facilities will be required to issue claim bills to National Health Insurance Scheme NHIS members whenever they access healthcare services. NIMA Head Public Relations Kinsey Achika says the move is part of its efforts to enhance transparency, accountability, and member confidence in the scheme while ensuring that beneficiaries are fully informed about the services they receive under their health cover. Mr. Siachika said that the claim bill will detail the services provided and the costs covered by the scheme, allowing members to actively monitor their health care consumption. The objectives of this is to promote transparency by making sure members clearly understand the benefits and services accessed, strengthen accountability among providers to reduce billing discrepancies, said Mr. Siachika in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He has since urged all accredited healthcare providers to comply with the directive and encourage NIMA members to always demand their claim bills after accessing services.
Members of the NHIS are also encouraged to demand their bills after every visit to ensure they remain informed participants in their healthcare journey. The authority remains dedicated to delivering affordable and quality healthcare to all Zambian citizens and established residents in line with its mandate to manage the scheme effectively and sustainably. Remember, by contributing regularly, you will ensure that the sustainability of the NHIS and guarantee access to high-quality healthcare services when you need them. For any further clarification, please contact our call center on our toll-free line 8000.
In Africa News, the high-profile trial of South Sudan's suspended Vice President Riek Machar is raising fresh concerns about peace and stability in the country. Machar appeared in court this week in Juba, caged alongside seven core defendants facing charges ranging from treason and crimes against humanity to terrorism and conspiracy. He had not been seen publicly since his house arrest in March, following allegations of involvement in an attack on government troops. Defense lawyers argue that prosecuting Machar undermines the agreement that ended years of civil war and still serves as the foundation of South Sudan's transitional government. Coming up shortly, Nicolas Sarkozy found guilty of criminal conspiracy in Libya case. This and more, stay tuned.